Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Hand pass waved off, shot tipped in front, chance right there, shot scores! 1:11 left to go in the third overtime. The longest game in Michigan Tech hockey history is over.
And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much, and it is a special edition of the Mel Pearson Show. Hey, but we're not far away from the actual regular schedule of Mel Pearson Show each and every Monday at 10 o'clock during the Michigan Tech hockey season. That'll start in the first week of October, and we're really looking forward to it. Good morning, Coach, on this Monday to you, and nice to see you back in the studio, all tanned and ready to go for the hockey season.
Well, Dirk, it's good to be with you, like usual. I can't wait till the hockey season starts and we get our regular shows on. But, no, I've had a good summer. It's been a busy summer, but at the same time, it's been a good summer. I've been tried to enjoy some of the nice weather we've had, and just anxious to get going. You know, with school on now and, you know, all the students are on campus, it's exciting. It really is. And one of the things I enjoy is when you see the new freshmen who are here already, and you see them come in, and they're so young-looking. You know, they keep you young because every year you're bringing in, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-old freshmen, and you're getting a little older, but they stay the same age. So it's great. You know, we're anxious to get going, and like I said, we're anticipating having a good year.
Coach, this is a different summer than the Husky program has had in a long time, coming off such a banner year like this. Obviously raises expectations, but also adds excitement, I think, to the whole anticipation of the next season. Have you noticed that just by people you've talked to in the community over the last 3 or 4 months?
Well, without a doubt, and not just in the community, wherever we've been, you know, whether recruiting out on the road or just from, you know, we had our alumni reunion weekend, and so we had a lot of our alumni back, and just the comments from them and how happy they are and how proud they are, you know, as former players and, you know, Michigan Tech alumni, and just finally see the program have a good year. And, you know, it's taken a while, but, you know, we've got it going in the right direction. And our goal as coaches and players is to, you know, keep that going. You know, 1 year does not make a career, does not make, you know, a decade. We've got to make sure that we continue to work hard. We continue to recruit good student athletes, and at the same time, you know, put a good product on the ice and find a way to win hockey games.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the alumni reunion. It was a huge success. The game was a lot of fun. We had guys that had not been back in a long, long time. John Scott, I don't think, had ever been back. Guys like Mike Zook, who are household names around here when you talk about Michigan Tech hockey. Nice to see both of them on the ice.
Without a doubt. I mean, it was a lot of fun for me. I mean, I'm a big fan of these players, just like a lot of people are. You know, Mike Zook obviously was probably one of the main reasons I came to Michigan Tech, you know, back in the mid-70s there, the teams they put on the ice, and Mike Zook was a big part of that. So, you know, I knew his brother Ron Zook, who also played here better than Mike, but it was nice to see Mike back, and we've stayed in touch with Mike, and he's helping us out in the St. Louis area whenever he can when there's players coming through that city. But great to see Mike. I think he had a great time here also. And then obviously John Scott. I've talked to John a few times, but I've not met him in person, so it was a lot of fun seeing John and his wife, and I met her, and I think they really enjoyed their weekend here and just hanging out. And but that's special, and that makes it so neat for a lot of the fans, and you know, people want to see those guys come back. And we're trying to grow that event. You know, we're going to try and have another one in 2 years, and we're going to try and continue to grow that. But I think one of the reasons, you know, you want guys to want to come back, and I think if you have success and have some continuity, one of the reasons is it's been tough as we've had so many head coaches, and you know, there's not that consistency. Right. So hopefully I'll be here a long time and continue to grow this event and make it something special, make that weekend special, not only for our former players here, but for the community and all our fans.
Herb Boxer too, another guy that you know, he was back not that long ago, but nice to see him. Obviously a Hancock native, played in the NHL and coached, and I know was very close to you, you know, very, very, very big part of your hockey career.
Well, no question, and Herb was another main reason I came here. Herb recruited me, and you know, I owe a lot to Herb for that, and then obviously had the opportunity to coach with Herb as an assistant and then work under him as a head coach. So a lot of fond memories with Herb, and you know, so excited and happy when he got named to the UP Hall of Fame. I mean, what a great honor, and very deserving honor. And yeah, it was great to see her back. He doesn't look any older.
He hasn't changed. It's like the fountain of youth.
Oh, Herb's got that going. I was trying to kid him and goad him on to playing in the game a little bit, because I have a feeling he still can get around the ring pretty good. But yeah. No, it's fantastic to see Herb back also.
Going back to the game too, I thought it was fun and a nice gesture by the two guys, being Randy McKay and John Scott, to do the fake fight on the ice. I think people really got a kick out of that.
Well, it's entertaining. You know, yeah. People want to have a good time. People want to enjoy themselves. And it's interesting because they both asked me, was it okay? I mean, right. They were concerned that, you know, I might get upset or have some objections to them staging that fight. But they did it in fun. And I think everybody knew what was going on. And they had a good time there. I don't know who won. I thought Randy had the upper hand there maybe a little bit. But it was all in good fun. And I think the people enjoyed it.
Some of the older guys that were back, too, always nice to see. Lou Angotti, and you can help me out with some of the names escaping me right now, but sure. Always great to see them. I know the fans really liked it to see them.
Yeah, and Lou was great. You know, he came back here a few years ago for the National Championship, and got inducted in the Michigan Tech Sports Hall of Fame. So he had such a good time that he came back. So it was good to see Lou, and Mike Draper came back with him, and Pat Casey, and obviously Dan Farrell was here, Angie Comey. A lot of guys who, and that's what makes it special. We had over seven decades of players here. So you had a couple of my classmates, Greg Hayden, Gord Salt, not classmates, but players who I was here with and played with, who had never been back. And, they were just amazed. And then I had a classmate, Pirokki Johansson, who goes by Pirokki right. Boys now, came all the way from Sweden with his daughter, and they really enjoyed it. So that's what makes it so special, is you get all the players from different decades and, telling a lot of stories and reliving a lot of the fun they had here at Michigan Tech.
Do a lot of them, that especially that haven't been back for a while, still come up to you, and when they see the improvements to the building, make comments about that with the video board and everything else that's gone on in the building?
No, they do. I think one of the main comments they make is how good a shape the building is in. You know, we probably have, I don't know if it's the oldest building in our league now, but it's up there. But just the job that Dave Nordstrom and Chris Roy and Andre Sumas and all those people up in the rink, they do a fantastic job of keeping that building first class. And then we've made some adjustments to it. And, thanks to some donors like Danny Farrell and John Opie, and, I'm going to miss some people. But Johnny Rockwell, who've, donated and supported the program to help us put a million-dollar scoreboard in, and the suites and the seats and all the things that we need. So, and then now the next thing will be, maybe get rid of that one end. I mean, that's my goal. That would be my next major project on the wish list. And we talked a little bit about that with all our alums who are back, that's probably the next step, a major step we're going to take.
And that was, if I understand right, that was John McGinnis's intention when the building was built, that at some time that wall would probably be knocked down?
Yep, that's what I've heard, is talking to Jerry and Scott McGinnis, that they built that wall so that could be knocked out or moved back, whatnot. Yeah, at not a great cost and fairly easy. So, they already have. I mean, they've gone through different stages in the rink, in the bag, in the locker room, and whatnot. And they have plans for that end. I don't know if it's the east end or what end it is actually in the building, but there are plans for that, and they'll be tweaked a little bit. But that'll be the next thing. And I don't know how long that is down the road and when we're going to start that, but. We do have plans for that, and it'll be exciting when that gets done.
Coach, let's talk some about the players coming back into town. The freshmen are here for orientation, getting set, getting all geared up for their classes and figuring the whole college scene out. Talk a little bit about them, and is it an eye-opening experience for most of those kids?
Well, it is, and we have a very small class. I think that's the one thing that a lot of people ask me is, three, how many freshmen with three, that don't follow it as close as we do, and they're a little bit surprised. We only have three incoming freshmen, but you have to remember we had some guys not play last year. So you had Mason Blacklock, who had some injuries, and we decided to redshirt him. And then Evan Anderson, he had mono and then a bad hip, and he also redshirted. And then we got Dane Burks coming in, who could not play because of a NCAA technicality. So in essence, they were here. They got to skate with us, but they didn't have the opportunity to play. So in my eyes, we have six freshmen, six guys who haven't played in a hockey game that will be anxious and ready to go. But the three new guys, they're a little nervous, but they're totally jacked. They're so excited to be here, and that makes it special. And they're all very good players in their own.